the shop before we end. It's going to sound like a lot, but it really isn't, hopefully. But before we get to that, so tomorrow we're going to have regular share at 1 o'clock. And Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Then I think the Tuesday after that, Josh, is that right? What date is that? The 20th? We have a Hanukkah lunch. Right? Okay, and then Thursday, that Thursday, the 22nd, that's the Bechina?
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday and Thursday.
And probably by Sunday.
Or however you do it.
Yeah.
Okay. And Tuesday and that Thursday night, we're going to do the, I'm giving a yard site share in memory of my mother, so
that's still working on the location.
The what?
Location.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll figure that. That's 22nd. So that's the schedule coming up. Good. Okay. So before we begin, what I want to finish, again, I don't think it's time to do any other topics, so I'll pick up with them when we come back. But I do want to fill out just a little more on these topics, me and Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Meir, which is a massive, massive topic. If we can get, you know, through that, that would be good. So I mentioned that even though the Rif, this I think is very important, that the Rif, formulates the idea that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you know, even though Eidei Chasim are effective, that Eidei Mesira are, he has the formulation both Lechatchila and Ikar, he has both formulations. And I mentioned that according to the Rambam, he also mentions, of course, Eidei Mesira Ikar, the one in the Rambam that is parallel to, to the Rif, of course, is Perek Aleph, which we're going to discuss very soon. Perek Aleph, what is Halacha Tes Zayin? However, the Rambam mentions Eidei Mesira being Ikar a few other places in Hilchos Gerushin as well. And I think that reflects, his perspective. The most dramatic one, he mentions this a couple of times, is Perek Tes, Hilchos Gerushin Halacha Chav Zayin. I think I mentioned this already, in the context of discussing Eidei Shabbat L'Miktsasa Bat L'Kula, a very difficult Rambam. So I think since we can't do anything else, and it would help to just fill out this topic, so I want to do some of these Rambams, number one, and also just to fill out the Gemaras at least, and some of the Rishonim a little bit on the Muchach Mitoko. So for that, look at the Shaka V'Tari. Again, I tried to do very quickly, because we only have 2 days. If we don't finish, we don't, but either way, it'll be good hashlama to what we've been doing. Gittin Yud Ches Omid Beis, as the background for that Rambam. They were starting from Itmar Omar La'asara. He tells 10 people to be, seemingly to be Edim on the get. So until Asi Lechlufe, the Shaklev Tari of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, until Asi Lechlufe, Bishtara di Alma, that's the argument, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. And just, of course, look at the Rashi there and so on. But the Rambam's Psak is very challenging on that Gemara, and that's Perek Tes, Halacha Chav Zayin. That's where he, again, formulates it in the Sira being Ikar, and the question is, what does he really mean by that? So just look at the Ravid, the Ramach, the Kesef Mishnah, the Beis Yosef, also on the tour, if you get a chance, but that's already, if you get a chance, the Nesivos, Memhei Gimel, meaning, right? Chosha Mishpat Memhei Sivkat and Gimel. The Rambam, the parallel Rambam in Hilchos Eidos, Heivav, the idea of Eidos Shabbat L'Miktasa in Shtaros, which we've touched on a little bit, mentioned that Reb Chaim has a very long piece there, and we saw the ones in the Chidush HaGrach HaLashas in the stencil very quickly, so I'll make reference to that. That's but the Rambam and Reb Chaim is in Perikei Halacha Vav. The Sugim Bal Basra Kuf Samach Beis. Milo Bikrovim. Is there really, fundamentally, is there a problem of Eidos Shabbatla in a shtar? And if you got to get a chance, Rabbeinu Yonah in Bava Basra. It's really a sheet of the Gaonim, Rabbeinu Tranai Gaon, who basically says that there's no Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzasa in Shtaros. Just be aware of that sheet. In Alios, Rabbeinu Yonah, in Kuf Samach Beis, in Bava Basra, he, you know, formulates that sheet as well. So I'll talk about that very quickly. And then just to fill out, this is going to sound like a lot, but it isn't really. You know, just what is the Rambam Shita about Eidim Mesira, Eidim Chasima? We still have things to do before we get to that. But in Hilchos Avadim, you know, in Eved Ivri, Ama Ivriya, Eved Knani, so it's Avadim Beis Aleph and Yod Aleph, Dalid, Gimel, and Dalid, Hey, Yud Gimel. And of course, you know, the question of, you know, Shtar Milva, whether it's Be'edei Mesira, that's Hilchos Malva Vlova Yud Aleph Aleph and Beis. We've seen it already, but we should see it again. And also Yochali is Daif in Shtar Milva. These are all connected. Perek Chav Zayin Aleph Aleph and Beis. And in Hilchos Gerishin, just to fill out also, the Rambam in Hilchos Gerishin Halacha Aleph, Perek Aleph Halacha Chav Gimel, that's a controversial Rambam, about the Edim She'enam Yecholim Lachsom. What do you do with that? Again, I'm going to touch it very quickly. These are all big topics, but I want to get just the consistency in the Rambam. So that's Aleph Chav Gimel, Aleph Yud Ches, Hirchik Beis Shitin Minaksav, where he also talks about the Edim Chasim and Edim Mesira. That's the Ravid has a comment on that. About Mezuyef Mitocho. And then the Rambams again, where he talks about, you know, distinguishing between if you use Eidei Chasima and Eidei Mesira. That's Perek Aleph, Halacha Chav Gimel. I'm sorry, Perek Aleph, Yud Ches and Chav Gimel. Perek Dalet, sorry, Halacha Beis. Perek Dalet, Halacha Tezayin and Yud Zayin. You know, Kosev Ala Mechak, or Ben Ashitin, or Karua. Perek Dalet Halacha Chaf Aleph, Chaf Beis, Chaf Hey, those Rambams, just to kind of fill out the picture. That's one thing I want to do, if I can get to it quickly. And the other one is just you should be aware of, we've touched on a lot of these, but just to, you know, be familiar certainly with the Gemaras and the basic arguments about the Muchach Mitocho sugyas that keep popping up. So in addition to what we've seen already, in, you know, we've touched already on Shtei Shtaros HaYotzim B'Yom Echad and the Rishonim on that, meaning Tosasin Ksuvis, Tzadi Dalid, and the other Tosasin. And of course, you know, everything that we discussed here, the Ramban and the Ran and the Ra'ah and, you know, Ksuvis, that's one sugya. But there are a bunch of, so that's the sugya in Ksuvos, that's very important. The other sugyas are important as well. It's Kiddushin Daf Tes Min Aleph, Shtar Kiddushin. That Shakavataria and Tes of an Aleph and Tosis, and I alluded to it, but you should see it, the Tosis Rid in Kiddushin on Tes of an Aleph. You know, it's one of those where, you know, he's Chozer on, you know, Madura Tlisa'a of Bava Basra Nun Aleph, but Bava Basra Nun Aleph, what he says there is pretty much the standard Tosis thing, and Tes of an Aleph is the more, both for language reasons and otherwise, very important. If you get a chance to Tosa Rosh in Kiddushin, but the main Gemara is in Gittin that Tosis keeps making reference to. So there is the Sugyan Chaf Omed Aleph, Shina Shmo Ushma, right in a get. What's the status of that? Rashi and the Tosis Dibra Maskal Habi Inan, and especially the Ramban. Made reference to this about Sfiras Svarim. Now there's our Shemos and Aget. You know, are they a requirement d'oraisa or d'rabbanan? Does that depend on Rav Meir and Rabbi Eliezer? Is that a problem of Muchak Mitocho? Yor Zeruah actually has an interesting piece on that also, thinks it's an issue of Lishma. So that's Chaf Amud Aleph on the top. Then on Chaf Amud Beis, you have the you know, the issue of Ksav Sheyochali Hizdayif. That's what the Gemara says, you know, that it's Be'edei Mesira L'Rabbi Eliezer. That's the only way that it would work. What does that mean? Then on Chaf Amud Beis, you also have a very brief discussion of the Gemara about Sefer HaMikna, the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, and the idea that the the Mischayev has to be the one who is the owner, who owns the shtar. The Malva can't write the shtar. The Lov has to write the shtar. Has to be his money. If you get a chance to tell us, it's written there about Shibudim. Then there comes the Mishnah and Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Again, it looks like a lot, but these are things that you've already seen references to about a billion times, just to, put it all together so you just, kind of make a kinyan on it. The Mishnah and Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, Machlokes, what is Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba and the Chachamim, on Niyar Machok and that whole business. That's the Mishnah on Chaf Aleph on the base. And then you have the Gemara on Chaf Beis, Omid Aleph to Chaf Beis, Omid Beis. Again, Man Chachamim, Rabbi Lazar, and the Tosas there. And then Chaf Beis, Omid Beis, which is something we've already seen also, the Rashi and Tosas about La'alter and Beget and Yamim Rabim. And then on Chaf Dalet, Omid Beis, that's where you have the Sugya of Shnei Yosef and Shimon. Hadarim Birechad, our Gedola and Ktana, who have the same name. He has two wives, Gedola and Ktana, the same name. Rashi and Tosis, the Rajba and Tosis Arash there. These are all like Muchach Mitocho Gemaras, basically. And the Tosis Arash also I should mention on Gimel Amud Aleph and Pei Vav Amud Beis. I've made reference to them, but I just want to put them on the, get them on the record. So pretty much that's, and then of course we talked about Rabbeinu Simcha and the Or Zarua about Shlichus B'chassima, right? There's also discussion, Tosis, about whether you need Shlichus B'chassimas Haget, the Sofer, but I'm going to leave that, that's an assumption within that discussion of Rabbeinu Simcha and the Or Zarua. It's really 2 days in Tosis, also in Daf Kav Beis. So just to, in other words, these are all Gemaras that have to do with the issue of whether or not you require Muchach Mitocho according to either Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Eliezer, both, neither. These are all just different. These are the Gemaras that are bandied about by the Rishonim, and this is where the Rishonim, say different things. And again, there's much more than what I'm giving. I'm just giving you the fast version, just kind of Rashi Tosis, a little bit of the Rambans and Tosa Rosh and Rashba. But these are the main Gemaras about kind of filling in the picture of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Meir. So if we can do that or get to at least the soda of that, then that will be good. Okay, so we are in the middle right now. Sorry. We have stuff to do before we get to that. Of the question of Eidei Kiyum. So in the discussion of Eidei Kiyum, right, we are... again, we got to it from the argument between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam and the Rif, whether Eidei Chassima worked for Eidei Kiyum in Geirushin. Again, you could argue, with Rabbeinu Tam, and you could argue with the Rambam, even within their respective worlds, meaning, it's hard to find people who say, quote Rabbeinu Tam and who disagree with him. But implicitly, certainly what Rabbeinu Tam says is not obvious. I mean, it's logically very reasonable. But, quite a few Rishonim don't have the opportunity to and do not say what Rabbeinu Tam says. Meaning the Chachmei Tzorfat v'Ashkenaz, who believe that Eidei Chassima Tarsi is limited to Rabbi Meir, right? There's no reason... aside from logic, I mean, there's no textual reason to think that according to them, you can't, self-sufficiently operate with a get, be'edei chassima, period. Meaning, just like for the Rif and the Rambam, you can do that, within the worldview of Rabbi Eliezer. There's no reason to think that everybody agrees with Rabbi Natan. And as I say, if anything, you might think that there's a culture game. And by the same token, you could agree with the Rif and the Rambam that Eidei Chassima, operate to be kores as a geirushin from a shtar point of view. That doesn't mean you have to agree with them that they also solve the problem of Eidei Kiyum. Okay, But the more explicit views are, ironically, that, you know, that of Rabbeinu Tam within the Tosas world, and that of the Rif and the Rambam within the Chachmei Sfarad world. And as I already mentioned, you know, there's a little bit of an initial irony in that you might have thought, well, if you're a Reb Meir person, you know, then, you know, you're more comfortable with the effectiveness of Edei Chasima, you know, and then, you know, you're more likely to think that it works for Edei Kiyum. And if you're a, you know, Rambam and Rif, you know, type, and, you know, you think that Edei Mesira is Ikar, and, you know, we don't, you know, etc. So then, you know, you're probably, you know, more likely to say, well, Edei Chasima work, but, you know, they don't work as Edei Kiyum. Having said that, what I was suggesting was that you may actually, you know, go the opposite way. And that is, if you take a Ran or Ra'ah, but especially a Ran type view of why it is that Edei Chasima operate, that they too operate as Edei Mesira, so on a certain level, you know, you could say, you know what, if the Balei, if the Chachmei Sfarad were speaking about Rav Meir, they would agree with Rabbeinu Tam. You know, and if Rabbeinu Tam, you know, would happen to sign up with the Rif and the Rambam, you know, then he would agree with them about Edei Kiyum as well. So that's just an interesting point. I mean, it's hard to pin that down. In Rishonim, it's certainly hard to pin that down. Whether it's a Hu Adin, a Kol Shekain, or a Dafka, you know, Lishitasam. But either way, that's something to think about. So either way, the idea that we were trying to pursue was that one way to explain the Machlokes is that it's all about how Edei Chasima operate, you know, not only in general, but especially in, you know, according to Rabbi, you know, Eliezer, as opposed to Rabbi Meir, but you know, more generally as well. So that would be part of the local argument. If that was the case, then, there might be other things to look at, but we'll get back to that. The other possibility is that, at least partly, this is an argument about Edei Kiyum, and that's what we left off with, and we were trying to explore that. Maybe are Edei Kiyum fundamentally different than Edei Biur, or are they, you know, simply the requirement of necessary biur. And that, you know, is noveya from how you read the sugya in Kiddushin on Samachem with Beis, the Hava Min of Hodos Baldin and the Matskan of Chav Lachrini, and then the transition to the Safek about Dine Mamadis and Lekiyume Melsa. And that's where we, you know, discuss the argument between the Ritva, the Shem Hara'ah, and the as we'll see, the Rajba, the Ksos, you know, building on the Rajba, somewhat, the Or Sameach, I think, is somewhere in between. We'll get to that in just a minute. In terms of how to read the Matskana. So I should just mention two things very quickly. The Ra'ah, as quoted by the Ritva, says it's a Gzeres HaKasuv. I was just, like, wondering aloud, where's the Gzeres HaKasuv exactly? I mean, that it is, you know, compelling to think that that's how Edei Kiyum work and that's how we read the sugya is one thing, but like what Gzeres HaKasuv usually has a more specific meaning. So that's a little bit, I thought, tamua. But actually Sam mentioned to me that that maybe that what the Ra'ah probably means is that that's the word, that's how to read the words in Pasuk, you know, Yakum Davar. That, you know, since the Torah says Yakum Davar, then the Gemara is like, you know, weighing whether Likiyume Milsa could apply even to Kosher Mishpat, that when you think about it, that establishes that there's a category of Likiyume Milsa, and that's what he means by the Gzeres HaKasuv. I think that's a very good suggestion. Either way, this question affects, according to the Ra'ah, Edesh Batla B'tasa Batla Kula, and Edim Me'achori Ageder. I think both of those are not mukrach, but both of them are very, very appealing, frankly. I mean, you could argue about those details, but they are, I think, given this position, I think they're very reasonable extensions of this idea. the idea of machori ageder you know, something to look at, you know, on a technical level. Also, again, there were 2 days in the Ra'av. The other day of being like, you know, Meshatani Bach. You know, somebody doesn't know that there are Edim, so, you know, the whole thing could just be a Chucha, you know, Utlula. The Rajba on Pei Aleph Amud Beis, you know, also seems to go in that direction, although I think he says a little bit more, and we'll get back to that. Right. But either way, those are two very compelling nafkamina, but there probably are other nafkamina as well, and that's what we started looking at. So one is, you know, how to define Qabla Akhrini. So again, if you take the view that Qabla Akhrini is just a way of neutralizing Hodas Baldin, so even that, in general, is something that requires analysis. I mean, in the world of Hodas Baldin Kameidim Dami, and Shavi Nafshe Chaticha Di Isura, it's Isur equivalent, although you might be Mechalik between them, but it's the same kind of an issue. Right, so there is a question, you know, of, you know, what happens if something is like primarily conceptually and pragmatically, there might be a difference between the two, you know, about the parties themselves. But there are like, you know, secondary, you know, derivative, you know, ripple, you know, kind of effects on other things as well. So will you still say like Shavi Nafshe Chaticha Di Isura, you know, and Hodas Baldin Kameidim Dami? So this is like an important question in the sugya, in, you know, Shavya, the sugya in the end of Nedarim, for example, Adav Tzadi, and of course in Hodas Baldin, Kameidim Dami, you know, Rishonim in Ksuvis, Adav Tes, and in other places discuss this, and has, you know, two elements to it. Like if there are, you know, secondary or, you know, derivative kind of, you know, impact, there's like a double question. Number one, does that negate the status of something as Hodas Baldin legabe the Balei Dinim themselves? I mean, it's not your domain because it affects other people. Other people, you know, are adversely affected by this, and therefore it's not, you know, a tchum in which, you know, you, you know, can, you know, can, you know, can attain this status, etc. That's one question. Even if you think the answer to that is, well, it's, you know, it's your tchum, just that other people are, you know, second or third level, you know, affected. What about the effect to those people, right? Does that, you know, apply as well? Even if we continue to define this as Hodas Baldin, you know, in terms of your own hischaibus, or your own nemanus, you know, what about vis-a-vis others? Will you ever have like a Shavya or a Hodas Baldin? Now, again, I don't want to discuss Shavya and Hodas Baldin extensively now because it's not our topic, but this is just, you know, a big issue. So, of course, in general, if the more you look at, you know, hischaibus, you know, and Shavya, you know, in just personal, you know, commitment terms, neder, you know, skybus, etc. So the first question is on the table. The second question is not really on the table, meaning my skybus or my Shavya shouldn't be able to affect somebody else. the only question is, you know, does it even affect, you know, me? The idea of saying, well, you know, from my point of view, this is Kal, and other people not. It's very reasonable from a Neder and Eschaibus point of view. Although, again, you know, there's something in between, you know, seeing something as pure Eschaibus and seeing, there's something called, I think, like Eschaibus to a standard or whatever. But in which case, just you maybe not, don't get off the ground for the Eschaibus. But all things being equal, if you're talking about like an extreme perspective on Eschaibus, then the idea of distinguishing when there's like a second level impact between the parties themselves and the affected, you know, outside parties is very reasonable. If we're talking about nemanus, you know, like the xos, you know, especially if you want to take that in the extreme, so this becomes a much more, both aspects of these become more complicated, meaning, you know, the idea that, you know, if this is real Eidos and it of some sort, or real Nemanos, and therefore it, you know, it has a certain, like, objective quality, you know, so it becomes, you know, the threshold in terms of defining it as your exclusive domain, such that we can ignore the regular lo plug dinim, you know, and apply this, you know, is higher. So to get past, you know, even the, you know, second level or third level, you know, effect that it has on other people, you know, is still something to consider. On the other hand, once you do, or if you can, I mean, if I can convince you, if we can come to a, you know, an understanding that, you know, this is my domain, even though there is, you know, some ripple impact on other people down the road in a certain way, and, you know, there are different types of ripples and different types of second effects too, obviously, so we'll get that in a second, but, you know, something can be primarily about me and still directly about someone else. Sometimes it's a more like, you know, down the road indirect. Is it something immediate? Is it something automatic? You know, there are different ways to draw the line, both in terms of, in both of these questions, both in the question of whether this, you know, excludes the definition of my domain as opposed to the public domain, as well as the next part. But again, I don't want to spend more time than necessary on this now. So I'm just speaking abstractly. But the point is that once you, if you can get by, the more you really see this as his domain and Amanus, so the possibility of even imposing the results on other people is not so unreasonable. Or it gets you at least into the halachic area, also a subtle area, of a kind of, you know, palginan Amanus. Right? The idea of palginan Amanus is the idea of... you know, where there are like clashing standards for things, sometimes it can be palgin in the manus for yourself in different tchumim of halakha, like, you know, in this area. But you have like, almost like the Rambam and, you know, the Sanhedrin that we talked about, you know, being, you know, huchsak, you know, al yidei edechad, and then how that spills in what I call Kabbalah Seidus problems. So even for yourself, you can sometimes have like a palginan Nemanus issue, namely whether the, you know, whether you can say, well, vis-a-vis this, you know, that threshold is, but even though it's the same source, you know, it has, you know, it's the same, you can't separate these issues from each other objectively, you know, in terms of truth, you know, but the standard of what constitutes, you know, evidence is such that Palgina Nemanus, that's a big, important question. So that's a question that sometimes can apply to yourself in different tchumim, and certainly a question that can apply, you know, when you're talking about the ripple effect of things that are primarily about you or two of you, you know, on other people. Can you say, oh, vis-a-vis you, meaning two of you, this is your domain and therefore we believe it. Vis-a-vis everybody else, you know, we don't. We're not going to impose that on other people. But again, the more you think that, you know, we're dealing with truth and not just like, you know, this person's truth. Like, there's a lot of very subtle halachic, you know, issues and questions here, you know, about why it is that there are different thresholds for other things and whether that's more of a kind of a low plug technicality, a way of protecting, you know, certain things, or is it really like different standards of truth? You know? Anyways, so why am I telling you all this? The question of what Chavla Chrini is in Hodas Baldin itself becomes a very, even if it was just from a pure Hodas Baldin, becomes an important question. And the more upfront the Chavla Chrini is, obviously the more it's, you know, on every level, you know, challenges Hodas Baldin Kameidah. But the more, you know, down the road it is, or secondary it is, or not automatic, or there are all sorts of chilukim to make. We'll talk about some in just a second. You know, the more, from a Hodas Baldin point of view itself, it's no longer, you know, as big an issue. Oh. However, once you introduce two other factors into the mix in Chavla Chrini, right, things, you know, become a little more complicated. Sorry. Namely, Let's say it's not just a question of like, you know, is this Hadas Baldin, does it work? It's also a question of, oh, it's Chav Lachrini, and therefore in addition to not having Hadas Baldin, now I'm getting to the area of Eide Kiyum, in addition to that, let's take the more minimalist view, like Eide Kiyum isn't Eide Kiyum, it's, you know, the need for Eide Birur, but why? Just because Hadas Baldin Kemedim Dami Chav Lachrini doesn't apply, that's not sufficient. Because, you know, you can still say, well, risk it, you know. The answer is no. It means a little more than that here. It means that the stakes are high, and the Chav Lachrini, right, establishes that, you know, objectively, we won't validate, the halacha will not validate this action, even though it could have been an abstract, but because the stakes are so high, therefore the standards of Raya, the Torah's Raya, right, is necessary. That's what I mean by Tzorech Biruv. So as far as that is concerned, you know, what is Chav Lachrini? Like, you know, what constitutes the stakes and the standards, you know, involved? Then, of course, if you go one giant step beyond that, and you say that Chav Lachrini, I'm going to speak about something in between in a minute, but and if you say Chav Lachrini is the, you know, Likiyume Milsa, it's the Yitziras HaChalos idea, which I think you have to say for Reb Chaim, and again, I don't know what he said about it. I tried to find out, but don't know specifically, but it's always been my theory that that's what you have to say. Either way, I think you have to say it, so it doesn't matter. So then Chav Lachrini really means, you know, is a way of measuring, you know, that this is a Yitziras HaChalos, that this is a transcendent action, that it's not a Maisa, you know, Dimimela. So what constitutes Chav Lachrini, you know, as far as that is concerned? So far we're speaking very abstractly. But let's talk about, you know, a couple of, you know, issues. And again, since we're in time pressure, so I'm not going to, you know, pursue every one of them, but I want to, you know, get some of the issues on the table, at least to know what they are, and to provide an approach. So, Meirosh, you have this fascinating argument, you know, between Rashi and the Rajba. What's the argument between Rashi and the Rajba? Sam? In Kedushin, Samachemud Beis, about Chav Lachrini. What does Rashi say about Chav Lachrini? Yeah, Rashi says it refers to psulei kurva, to psulei krovin. That's the Chav Lachrini. Right? If Reuven marries Sarah, so Reuven's relatives and Sarah's relatives, you know, are affected, you know, by that, you know, as well, in terms of who they can marry. Right? So, and other things. Oh. So what does the Rajba say, Sam? Rajba asks Akasha. It's a fascinating Rajba anyway, as I said. It's just really kind of an interesting Rajba, right? What does he ask? He doesn't like it. Yeah? He definitely doesn't like it, right? Oh, yeah, why not? Just one second, let me get it. This is Samech Heyomid Beis, right? Yeah, go ahead. Wait, what are you reading? So you're reading the Rashi, Kashali?
Yeah.
The Kashali, go ahead. Ihachi? Is that what you're reading? Where are you reading? Yeah. Sorry, okay. Oh. So what do you think about that? I mean, it is a good question. It's a good question if you... It is a good question. I mean, it's the Rajba's question, so it makes it a good question anyway. But it's a good question. It's an obvious question, and it's a good question. But it's only a good question if you take Rashi, you know, in a very literal way. What's the answer to the question for Rashi? I mean, you really think it's a good question. mean, from the Rajba point of view, Rajba's point of view, it really is a very good question, for sure. Is this a good question from the perspective of the Ra'ah and of Reb Chaim? Yehuda? Meaning, if the Rajba's, Sam's right. I mean, it's a good question, of course. If you're saying it's Krovim and you can eliminate Krovim, then you should be able to be Mekadesh, you know, Beino Leveina through Odos Balthin. So, of course, you could always say, oh, Lo Plug, how many Geirim are. That's not, you know, that might be a legally correct answer, but it's not obviously an inspiring answer. Okay, but not all, you know, answers have to be inspiring, you know. The ones that are inspiring, we tend to gravitate to because we're always looking to maximize our understanding of the system. Sometimes low plugs, even on a deraisa level, are the answer. But a much better answer is exactly what Yehuda just said, which is, if you're looking to like, oh, other people are affected by this, it's not your domain. There's no technically hodas baldin kmeidim dam. You know, it's yoris chaibus. What do you mean yoris chaibus? As a result of this, we can't have you married, you know, without being gorer, you know, other people into the mix. And who are those people? The Krovim. Right? So, you know, so if there are no Krovim, there are no Krovim. So a ger marries a gioris, there are no Krovim. End of story. Right? But if the idea of Chavlachrini is to explain why you need Eidei Kiyum, you know, because it's Yitzira Sachalo, you're trying to show this is a transcendent action. The Haraya, look, it doesn't just affect the people involved. It affects, you know, the relatives too. You know, because she's an Eish HaSeish that has transformative, you know, impact. So it doesn't matter if in a particular case that particular transformative impact doesn't exist. Every Ishus has the ability to create Kurba. It's not the Lamaisa Kurba. Right, it's a shiur in the transcendence of the issues. So it's interesting, right? So you know, similar. That's kind of what I was trying to suggest about mention of the Or Sameach. You know, has a very big piece. Actually, Yehuda also mentioned to me. I think I conflated the two Or Sameachs. Now that I looked at it, that there's another big piece. And you know, which is as or maybe even more important. I thought they were the same piece. I didn't realize that's one of our tes zayin in the Or Sameach. We'll get to it in a second. So you know, about nisuin, trying to figure out, does nisuin require Eidei Kiyum? After all, you know, Eidei Kiyum depends on Chav Lachridi according to the Gemara. Otherwise, Odos Baldin Kmeidim Dami work. So what I was saying was that the Or Sameach actually then goes on to look for, you know, is there actual Chav Lachrini? Okay. But Reb Chaim, from my understanding, you know, I'm not saying he didn't do that analysis, hard to know, but I'm not aware that he did. I just, you know, am aware, Mipia Shmua, that he thought that, you know, it depends whether or not what Arison, what Nisuin is vis-a-vis Arison, meaning if, you know, Arison is the Yitzirah Sachalot, that's what makes Eish HaSeish. Right, and Nisuin is just kind of the removal of an obstacle from the Oser part of the Ishus, maybe my formulation. But the basic idea, it's kind of like a Maisa de Mimela, and something like that, then doesn't need Eidei Kiyum. But what happened to Chav Lachrini? Right. So if you ask, let's say the Or Sameach, again, in Lamaisa, I think Reb Chaim, as I think I mentioned, the Rav recorded that he did require Lechumra, you know, Eidei Kiyum. But he didn't think that the Rambam really required it, and it's kind of, you know, he didn't really think he needed it. He was machmir. But, right. So the you know, the question is, any Chav Lachrini goes? So that question, like the question that the Rajba and the Rashi are debating, you know, goes to this question, meaning, is Hodos Baldin about, Is this Chav Lachrini just about neutralizing Hodos Baldin? And even then, as we said before, you know, are we talking about domain defining, a ripple from my domain to your domain, Pugin and Amon? Is that what we're talking about? We're talking about a skybus? What are we talking about exactly? Well, the whole idea, of course, of neder or eschivus doesn't work for kiddushin, so that this wouldn't be a factor. We'd have to say something more. But, you know, all of this is a question. But for Abchayim, and I think for the Ra'ah, and for Beirutam maybe, and so on, you know, the question is even more refined than that. It isn't like, you know, is this a prime, you know, or an immediate, or an automatic? Well, there's three different things, right? Prime, automatic, and immediate. Chav lachrini, those are places to draw the line, right? Is that what's that the issue? Or is the issue more, which chav lachrinis, you know, really reflect the chalos part of ishus? Right, there could be other consequences to ishus, you know, but that are not part of the chalos parts, if you know what I mean. So again, let's say nisuin, there are some chav lachrinis, you know. So in addition to figuring out whether they're immediate, they're automatic, you know, and they're secondary or primary or ripply or whatever, you know, the real question is, you know, is it reflect the chalos? So if your conclusion basically across the board is that nisuin isn't a new chalos in ishus, it's just, you know, a matir, it's a, you know, it's a maisa de mimela, it's minias, you know, haoser, things like that, then, you know, we don't really care about, you know, the maisa, there happens to be a couple of chav lachrinis out there. Yeah? Say that again? Right. No, so what I'm saying is it may matter a lot. When the Gemara says chav lachrini, does that mean any chav lachrini, or does it mean the chav lachrini that is associated with ishus? Like, to me, Rashi's answer to the Rajba, you know, would be not lo plug. I mean, does Rashi hold that a ger shenasa giores, or somebody who, two people who really don't have any relatives, you know, that matter for this, can be mekadesh, you know, beino levena? The answer is clearly not. That's pasha. Is that because of a lo plug? Because how rare that is? I can't say no. I'm sure a lot of people, if you look at, you know, I haven't, but if, or at least I don't remember if I have, that I have, but if you look at this you know, the Achronim here, you know, who discuss the Rashi and the Rashi, I'm sure some of them are going to say that Rashi says it's a lo plug. Right? But what I'm saying is, Rashi might say that, you know, we're not talking about any chav lachrini. We're talking about the chav lachrini of ishus. And the chav lachrini of ishus is captured, you know, crystallized by kurva, because that reflects how this isn't just a maisa or, you know, beino levena, you know, but this is like a new status. It's a new status and a new stature, and that's why it affects the relatives as well.
It just seems weird to Mark specifically say chav lachrini. Really, it's just about the fact that
ishus. If really what?
Really, it's just about the fact that ishus. It seems weird to use.
No, I mean, it's chav lachrini in this context, right? I mean, why is that weird? I mean, it's not like this. That, like the Gemara says elsewhere, oh, there's no hadas badin b'chav lachrini, and they apply it, you know, to other things that are not. The only Gemara that I'm aware of that's you know, has this Shaka Vitarya and this formulation of Chav Lachrini is here. So now we're trying to figure out what is it about. I mean, put it this way. If you're interpreting like the Ra'ah, and what I'm suggesting is Rabbeinu Tam or Rambam, I mean, Rabbi Chaim, etc., you have to say that Chav Lachrini means more than that, you know, technically there's no Hadas Baldin Kameda. No. You have to say that. So you could say, oh, you didn't have to say it in a reading of the Gemara. You know, but if there are other compelling reasons to say it, then that's the only way to read the Gemara. And once that's the case, then the Gemara isn't just neutralizing technically Hodas Baldin Kamedim Dami. And either way, I mean, what if you look at the Rishonim here and the Achronim, they're clearly you know, engaging this question. Namely, what if you don't have technical Chav Lachrini, or how come, and this is the next part of the question, let's say, well, how come, you know, what about other chav lachrini? Why are some chav lachrinis not qualifying? You know, Rashi isn't saying what Rajba's saying, but we'll get to think in the middle. Sam's in the middle reading the Rajba. But, you know, there's what there's the, you know, there's the Chav L'Achrini that's absent, and then there are the other alternative Chav L'Achrinis that apparently aren't good enough. So is that because they're not good enough for Odos Bundin because they're too, you know, secondary, too iffy, too whatever? Or is it because, you know, maybe that would be true for Hodos Baldin, or being Mechayev other people through the Hodos Baldin. But we're saying more here. We're saying here that Chav L'Achrini is the shiur of Edei Kiyum. You understand what I'm saying? So you can't just take it. Your question's a good question, but we're already dealing with people who, you know, are reading the Gemara in a different way. Right. Okay. So, yeah.
But Rebbe's kind of also making like a double chiddush, because we wouldn't have necessarily said on our own that the shear for Edei Kiyum would have been Chav L'Achrini.
Right.
So that's very significant from that point of view, that Chav L'Achrini like becomes a kind of window into like the
right. No, that is what I'm saying.
And then the second thing also is that now whenever we look at Rishonim who interpret Chav L'Achrini, those are going to be very significant.
Right. We no longer mean by Chav L'Achrini just like, you know, anything.
Right.
In either direction, meaning, again, the Rajba's asking against Rashi, I could find cases where according to Rashi there's no Chav L'Achrini, so this is a problem, unless you're going to say Lo Plug Do Reis. My answer is...
Lo Plug's good too, because the Rashba within his understanding of Rashi says, and if you're going to say Lo Plug, you can't say Lo Plug, because in Ramanos, we apply it whenever there's Chav L'Achrini, and when there's no Chav L'Achrini...
Right. Yeah, we'll see. Well, we'll read the continuation, 100%. Yeah. But that, I mean, I'm not sure what you're adding, but that is what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that...
I'm saying, the Rashba obviously didn't understand Rashi.
Well, no, the Rashba didn't understand Edei Kiyum in this way,
right.
Clearly. And that's the whole Rashba reflects that.
Right.
So for him, it's like, you know, Hodos Baldin might work. Apparently it doesn't work, but that's only because of Chav L'Achrini, meaning... But again, by that he means... And then he's troubled by the other part, namely, well, anyways, you know, how come we're comparing, you know, Dabar Dabar? That's the Rashba, right, too. Right. So there's a certain, you know, broader Rashba L'shitaso here, too. And Rashba is basically saying, I don't buy into the Ra'az reading of Edei Kiyum, you know, and I see it as, you know, the gap being much... I'm still... He's even bothered by any gap, the Rashba. Yeah. Actually, continue, Sam, just to read the... Yeah, go ahead. So where are we? Bim Tomar. That's the low plug answer, which some people say, yeah, that's what Rashi means. Right? Kidei shelo yomru mi she'ein lahem provim nemenes she'esh bem ein nemenes. He's saying, I don't know. Hagavei mama nami achihu. That's what Josh was just pointing out. Go ahead. Dibemokom shkav lacherim. Oh, so this is very interesting. Meaning what? The Isser Eishas Ish. So again, I think that's interesting that Rashi didn't say that in Chav L'Achrini. You know, why? Because he thought that the Isser Eishas Ish is direct. The Rashi was looking for, I'm guessing, like, you know, the exemplification of, you know, this transcendence, you know, Edei Kiyum, qualifying, you know, Chav L'Achrini. And maybe he thought that, you know, being an Eishas Ish is a consequence of that, but it's not the embodiment, you know, of that. Maybe that's just a Begida thing. Or you could have thought it. Maybe once you have a Psulei Korba, maybe that, you know, bumps up... meaning now, the stakes, if you read the Gemara this way, which some Rishonim clearly are in a broad way, is that, you know, it now tests all sorts of other factors, you know, in the Ishas. So, you know, it, at this point you could have said for the Rashba, the Rashba thinks that the chalos of Kiddushin is reflected by the Onesh Chamor, you know, of Isser Eishas Ish. And maybe Rashi's saying one of two things. No, that's just, you know, once there is, you know, anishas, that's just the result. But it's a more of a begida, an exclusivity, you know, kind of a thing. Or maybe I prefer for Rashi that even the way that we look at that exclusivity and even the way that we look at Ish or Ish is different, or maybe wouldn't be that way you know, if not for what we know from the Kurva, you know, which is that this is a trans, this is something that affects her status and therefore her, you know, her relatives. You know, that's number one. Number two is, and this is something that, again, the Rajba himself discusses, and the Or Sameach, especially the one in that Yehuda pointed out in Perek Tes, discusses, and that is, you know, for something to qualify as Chav L'Achrini, right? You know, so, you know, again, how intrinsic or extrinsic, like the second, you know, that he that they get married, the Krovim are Krovim. It's not just our Psulei Kurva. There's a Chalos Kurva, you know, and that has consequences. Of course, and she's an Eishes Ish, but the point is that, number one, there's a difference between, you know, an immediate status and an Iser. Like, if the whole world, you know, can't, you know, can no longer marry her or have a relationship with her or you know, whatever. I mean, all these things are consequences. But, you know, is that, oh, if you do it, or like she's already omedes lekach, or in the negative or the positive, or meaning there's a lot of subtle questions now about some of the ramifications of Ishus, all of them from a, you know, are measurable in terms of actual Chav L'Achrini, for sure, you know, and some of them are pretty primary in that respect, but do they all, you know, qualify to show that there's a chalos, an immediate chalos, right? So that, it's very interesting. Of course, the other one to talk about, I mean, is there are a bunch of things to talk about. But like on the Gerushin level is the question of Chav L'Achrini of Kahuna. Right? Which, as we know, the Rajba himself in Yavamos on Lamed Aleph on the base, at least according to that one day, when he talks about whether Ksav Yad works, you know, in Gittin only and not in Kiddushin, we still have to sum that up. Right? So the Rajba and Yavamos Lamed Aleph on the base has two deos. If you're going to be mechalek between Ksav Yad, the effectiveness of Ksav Yad Doraisa between Kiddushin and Gerushin, right, what's that going to be based on? Right, so one daya is that it's based on, the second daya, I think, is that it's based on Xeris Kasav, okay, which also needs to be understood, but okay. It says, you know, the Kasav lost Sefer Krisis. You know, a little bit that Rashi, you know, made reference to, you know, in on Pei Vav, you know, as well, and so on. That's an interesting question, right? Or the first answer is, oh, because there's no Chav L'Achrini in Gerushin, there's only Chav L'Achrini in Kiddushin. Okay, so again, well, you know, what does that really, really mean? You know, so Tosas on Dalet Amud Aleph here in Gittin, that same Tosas, like the 7-line, 10-line Tosas, with, you know, which is packed to the gills. Imagine if we didn't have that Tosas. The Tosas says that Gerushin is Chav L'Achrini, just like Kiddushin is Chav L'Achrini, because of the Psul Kahuna. And the Rajba is saying, obviously, you know, not. Psul Kahuna doesn't qualify for, why not? Right, why not? Hard to know. The Or Sameach, actually, the one that that Yehuda is talking about, talks about this whole question in general, has some interesting things to say about it, but again, along the lines, you know, it should be, I think, kind of formulated along the lines that we're talking about. But Or Sameach says, so what are you going to do, you know, what will Tosas do in a case where a woman was already divorced, okay, and now she's remarrying? Right? So there's no Psul Kahuna in this new marriage because she's already a Grusha. She's got a shame Grusha, right? So she can't marry a Kohen anyway. So now she's marrying number two. Can anybody ever marry number two? Yeah, those are Psukim and Kitetze, right? That we started the year with, you know. So anyway, so the point is that she's already a Grusha. So on the second marriage, there's no requirement. On the second divorce, sorry, there's no requirement of Ene Kiyum, according to Tosus. Right? Other people say, so that's an interesting question, obviously. in a way, it's a parallel to the Rajba's question against Rashi. Meaning, I can neutralize that Chavlach reading. But why doesn't the Rajba think it's Chavlach reading at all? Because of that? No. Because it's rare? Because it's only Kohanim? Some people say, in the Lumdus side of it, this is actually quite interesting, some people say that it's because the reason she's a, you know, apostle, you know, to Kahuna is because she was previously married, you know, not because she's a Grusha. Now, that isn't completely true, of course, because what about an Almana? Ah, so some of the people are struggling a little bit, say, oh, no, it's like a, you know, the Misa Sabal is like a matir, you know, to the, you know, to the Kohen. Okay, so that, I think that's an interesting discussion. I would say it a little differently in light of discussions that we had earlier in Zman, to pull everything together, you know. So, namely, well, one of the things I was trying to say is that it's fascinating. The whole Reah Chaget problem is, you know, Isha Grusha Me'isha. Right? So, you know, and ad kedei kach, you know, that, you know, again, we know the question, you know, whether Reah Chaget or Isha Grusha Me'isha, you know, has a shelf life, you know, beyond, you know, and whether it's, you know, just a psul kuhuna or something more, you know, but especially the idea that, you know, it's not, put it this way, it's not the matir of the Geirushin, you know, which is responsible, you know, for the psul grusha. It's the grusha meisha. That's a little closer to, without, you know, some of the more difficult, you know, assumptions of saying it's the ishus, not the geirushin. It isn't the ishus, but it is the geirushin. But it's not the matir geirush part of the geirushin. It's the, you know, the termination of the first, you know, marriage, you know, in such a unhappy, you know, sad, toxic, you know, disappointing way, whatever. So, maybe that's not, you know, not really. I mean, there is Chavlach Rini, but it's not really the Geirushin, the Matir part of the Geirushin, you know, which is what, why do you need Eidei Kiyum, right, for Geirushin, if you need Eidei Kiyum? Right? So the way the Rambam puts it, we still have to talk about this, is like, is it conceivable, like Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel, is it conceivable that she was, you know, that she's going to be Muteris L'Shuk, like such a sea change, you know, for the whole world, you know, and you know, we're not going to have Avis for that? Right? So the Eidei Kiyum, at least according to the Rambam, you know, but even if you don't say that, frankly, you know, certainly the Eidei Kiyum relates to the Matir part, you know, or includes the Matir part of the Geirushin. This is my suggestion to, you know, to explain, you know, not kind of to rehabilitate that other perspective, but, or to change it, and I think it's just more accurate. But there's also, meaning there could be several reasons, Bali Tosfos think it's fine. You know, it's, and for Bali Tosfos, I don't think it's a problem. They'll say either Lemaisa, it's still Chavlach Rini, there's still an impact. So it's not Hodos Baldini. Or they'll say no, they'll say, you know, it doesn't matter which part, it's still part of the shame. If it wasn't for there being a, like a Chalos Geirushin, you know, if we just, you know, even according to everything I just said, like if we looked at Geirushin only as like, you know, the dismantling of the Ishus and not as a kind of a matir, you know, in its own right, then we wouldn't think that, you know, Geirushin, you know, even Isha Grusha Meisha, you know, is a posel kahuna. So I'm basically trying to suggest a very subtle but I think accurate explanation for the Rajba, you know, and within that, you know, still like a subtle, you know, lumdisha explanation, you know, for Tosas. Okay. But having said that, you know, there are different ways to understand the argument. What I would say is that technically there's Chavlach Rini, unless it's, you know, like the Arsameach's case, in which case you'd, you know, have to just say something like Lepod. But what I would say is that beyond the technical, the trick is to figure out, you know, is there a chalos gerushin type factor in edekim, if that's what you need in edekim, or at least if that's what you need in edekim of gerushin, which we'll get back to, meaning as opposed to kedusha, which we'll get to. But the point is that these are kind of the tricky questions. So ana hodos baldin kemedim dummy level alone, it's the question of, like, you know, primary and secondary and, you know, the other things. But if we're talking about the lumdus of it, like chav lachrini is a shiur in chalos, right, it's just a different conversation. It's a conversation in which you can have zero chav lachrini lemaisa, and we won't care, not because of leplug, but because it's the same chalos ishus and the same chalos gerushin. And if technically there just happens to be there no more kohanim, or she's already asura, you know, because of her first divorce, you know, or she doesn't have relatives because it's gerushin, also gioris, none of that affects the chalos of ishus or gerushin. So if you take that approach, you always have that. Then, on the other hand, you have to figure out, what I'm saying is, if you take this approach, you're both expanding chav lachrini as well as constricting it. You're expanding it because you don't really care, lemaisa, you know, whether it's chav lachrini or not, in a particular case. It's all a shear in the nature of the categories. But you're also restricting it because, to begin with, you're only going to count chav lachrinis, right, that really reflect that, and then becomes like a really interesting issue within, you know, which do and which don't and why. And I'm just trying to touch on that. What about, like, Nisuin chav lachrinis? And what about Eish Hashish? And what about, Psul Kahuna? You know, and Psul Kahuna, you know, in this case, you know, or in that case. Like, these become important issues. Now, again, if it was all just about chav lachrini, at least on the hodas baldin part, then you'd also get into this whole discussion of the Rajban and Balei Tosis, and Ksos, etc. There aren't any dini mamonis cases which are chav lachrini when you have a transaction. Right? Now, again, anything having to do with the chalos part or the, you know, the, you know, the necessary birur part, you don't have in dini mamonis, right? But if you're talking just on pure hodas baldin part, you know, so maybe there are just less chav lachrinis out there, or they're more, you know, down the road, et cetera, et cetera. But that's how you would have to be looking at it. Yeah.
Rebbe extend this idea to the pashtus of the Rajba here, who implies that Gerush, like Erva as a category, is being called chav lachrini.
Right.
That would extend to, meaning the Rajba says the only reason why Gerush and Bixaviyad works is because of the Gzeres HaKasov. He doesn't say the other parents of it not being chav lachrini. Right. And meaning that would imply that Erva as a whole category is being called chav lachrini.
Maybe, I'm not sure. I mean, here he's not so different on the Edekim as the other ones, maybe? You're saying?
Right, meaning he implies that you would, in fact, need Eidos Lekiyam Adavar by get, if not for this Gzeres HaKasov of that Hodah.
Maybe, again, he's not as clear here as he is in Yavamos. In Kedushin, he does quote the Gzeres HaKasov, meaning that there are three Rajba. The Rajba here. The Rajba here also does make the distinction between Kedushin and Gerushin. But here's based on Gzeres HaKasov. That's what you mean.
Right.
Meaning, whereas in Yavamos, he has both answers. Maybe. Like, let's continue here for a minute, just Sam was reading. So, yeah, go ahead. Where are we? The Mechayev Lachrini Dinesra Kulam, that's a very interesting question, I'd say. What about Eish Hashish now that you have Korva? Or I don't mean Lamaisa, but in abstract? Or in general? Or that's because it's only if you do a Maisa Veira, but this is automatic that you're a Karo? Like, well, what is this all about? In the Chabad Shin Iskat Shashena Mechayev Sakeir. Okay. Mechayev Shrach. Pam Shabakar Vekidsha. And it's about Dosa Mechayev, that's the Rabbeinu Hanan. Okay. Meaning, now you say, Is that just because there's, you know, if this person does something else, that's called Chavla Achrini, right? He's questioning it. Well, we at least, what we're trying to do is not meaning, or what, you see what's going on, and that is, there is a debate in the Rishonim and in the Achronim, like what constitutes Chavla Achrini. So, again, is it all about the quantity of it and, you know, how primary, secondary? Very well could be. Or is it this other idea? Up to me, this is an interesting line, right? Up to me, Shahoda, go ahead. Why? Because somebody else can no longer, you know, if he sells it to someone else, it won't work anymore. That should be like Eshes Ish. There are other people affected by it, meaning the next guy who's been fantasizing, you know, not to the point of, you know, lo sachmer lo tisabe, but he's been very focused on getting this property, you know, and there because of their hodas baldin, you know, he's out of the picture, Nebuch. Right? Obviously, that's not an aveira of Eshes Ish, you know, but if you look at Eshes Ish more in terms of, oh, you know, nobody should be thinking about, that's the real Osach one, right? Beis Re'acha, Eshes Re'acha. Maybe that's what they're thinking, who knows. But the point is that, you know, it's a good question, meaning once you're thinking, you know, Chavla Achrini, more Hodas Baldin, other people are involved, right? As opposed to, oh, it's a chalos. Like, the Ra'an never would have asked this question, in my opinion. Or you know, anybody hold, or Abchaim, or, go ahead. Atu Misha Hoda Mocha, so look at it, Naman. Afila Rav Nachman, go ahead. So that's so fascinating, like, to bring that in. Right, am I Gbim Atzila Chavera, lo Kana Chavera, because Tofas Abachov, Mokum Shechov, La Cherim. You know, we're not doing that sugya now, but, I mean, other people have rights. The way they are Sameach, I think, in that piece I looked at last night. You know, once you start looking at it, you can't put it down. You know, it's like very... So he says, like, what? Other people have rights, you know, in Dvarim Shel Hefker, you know, that, like, oh, you're denying them? You know, they deserve to have the right of it being Hefker or Omeid to... So, they, like, the, you know... And on a pure, like, you know, Chavla Achrini, even just like a... technical, you know, other people are, you know, affected. What do you mean they're affected? How do they get into the parsha, you know, to be affected? So, but of course, it's a giant leap from there to say, you know, what we really need is even something much more than that. Not that it adversely affects other people, even if somehow we expand their inclusion into our business or whatever, but this is all about the radiating impact, you know, of this chalos ishus. Okay. But anyway, it's terrific. Yeah. So tofes abachov. It's like, oh, you know, tofes abachov and makom shachov lachrini. So, like, the boundary between different people's interests is much more fluid, you know, than otherwise. Like, this is to the point. Aval pish osan acherim loya b'hem shum schus, right? Shani hasam. Go ahead. I mean, it's hefker. So v'nim sazek kemechayiv lacherim sheyicholim lezak. Maybe there, but the whole tone of the Rajba, as you can see here, is more like, you know, chav lacherini is a you know, hodas baldin problem. It could surely apply. It could not apply to ishus, and it could apply to choshen mishpat in the same way. You know, now let's figure out the parameters of that. What's the difference between Hefker and something that if I sell my field to Plony, that's nobody else's business. If there's a Hefker and something I do eliminates someone else from getting it, that's more Chavla Achrini. But that the Suga Tovitz Bachov Mokum Shchavla Achrini isn't about Hodas Baldin, right? It's about Tovitz the Bachov. It's about Zachin, right? So that's a whole different. The fact that he's equating them is brilliant in terms of what he sees as the issue. Like, you know, when do other people's interests intersect, you know, with the Balei Dinim, you know, as opposed to just focusing on that primary, you know, relationship. But if you're talking about like the nature of kinyanim, right, that doesn't make sense. Abba Khan, go ahead. Sam, go ahead. Yeah, so why isn't Eishas Ish, is Eishas Ish like that too? Or is the fact that there's a Chi of Misa, and that's part of the Hagdara of Kiddushin, Asar Kulam Kehekdesh. You know, it's not just a consequence, oh, you're a Gazlan if you take my property. You're a Bogade, you know, or a Moel if you, you know, violate the Ishus contract. Maybe she's like, this neon, you know, there's Kiddushin, Asar Kulam Kehekdesh. You know, it's, you know, that, or as a result of, you know, the fact that there's kurva means that the Eishas Ish is a whole different. It's not just the, you know, bailus of the. It's much more than that. That's why it's Kiyum Misa. That's why. But it wouldn't have been that if it wasn't also a din of. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, good. The ode. Yeah, I mean, this is all. Who's talking about Migu here? Right, Hachanami Loshna at the end of the paragraph, meaning if it's about Nemanus, great. If it's about Birur and believe, you know, credibility, but is this really about credibility anymore in the Gemara, or this is about the need for a definition? You know, again, the Ra'ah would say, I just don't understand what you're, you know, I don't understand what any of this has to do with anything. It's Exeris Akasuv, it's a Chalos. It's a Hagdara, right? What's that have to do with Migu? Right? Go ahead. Yeah. So this is actually an interesting line, right? He's saying, if not, for Hodas Baldin, you might have thought that everything required a kind of Eide Kiyo. Now, does he mean by that, meaning you would have a higher threshold of evidence that's required? Because, you know, of the Kovlach Rini stakes? Is that what he means? Or does he mean, oh, like the Ra, right? And the Yakum Davar, you know, like there's a Kasav part. Ukidi Stapka Mil Salamar Zutra, that's also just a good. Right, he's, you know, he noticed that too. Like, what kind of Havamina was that right after this? You know. So, again, Sorek Birur or actual Kiyom even? Okay. Ella. And again, this Rajba hugely influenced the Xos. People have to say, I'm sorry, we're just running late. We'll stop in a minute. Ella also Kiyuzeh. Now again, but what does that leave us with? Meaning Yakum Dabar is only b'makom chav l'achrini. See, the formulations are very important. But again, so does that mean the ra'ah, where there's a chalos chav l'achrini? Doesn't sound like it. I mean, you could have said it. Everything the Rajba says here, the ra'ah could agree to. But, you know, but with his own understanding. Or does it mean Tzorech Biur? Okay. The Hilkach Arayos, the Tzibu Davar, it's connected, it's compared to Mamon Sheish Bachova. Right? Meaning, not a Chalos, but a Tzorech, or the Raya levels are higher. But since it's also always an objective, it isn't even just, you know, that we don't rely on Odos Baldin, right? It's that you need the Birur. V'lo letzad mamon shein b'chova. V'lo mar. Yeah. Yeah. Again, the Rajba's acknowledging that there remains a gap. He's just saying that there's still enough of a common denominator. The Tedalach. Right. if you had a real chablachrini, then you wouldn't believe the guy because it would be a real credibility problem. Okay, what would the Ra'ah say about this? Yeah.
Disagree? Meaning?
No. Yeah, he would, but he would just say it's not even an issue.
He would say, I mean, we don't care so much about it. It's not a Torah, we don't need to see the
exactly.
We need to know that there were Adam.
Right.
We need
the Rashba saying, right. The Rashba saying these are two levels of Torah Bira. Like if you really have a more direct Chavlach Rini, then you couldn't even make the claim, oh, there were Adim, Bahol Chalim Dinas Hayam. But you know, you could do that on a structured in Chavlach Rini. You can't do that on an actual Chavlach Rini. That's the Rashba. And the Ra'ah would say, no, whenever there's a real Chavlach Rini, you can't say it. But the reason you could say it was before Ploni and Ploni Bahol Chalim Dinas Hayam is because there's no, the Chavlach Rini is just about the defined need for Edei Kiyum as part of the Hagdara of Ishus. So of course you could say that. That's not what the Rashi was saying. The Rashi was saying, they're similar, even though I admit that they're on two different levels. And the Ra'ah would say, you know, the words Chavlach Rini are similar, but they have two totally different meanings. In one case, they mean, you know, that there's no Hodas Baldin and therefore they don't believe it. And in the other case, you know, it means that Hodas Baldin is not a category here because when it's not about Namanus, it's about the definition of Ishus. Right. So he would address the same question, but very differently. Etc. Meaning, this is his way also of acknowledging that in the absence of Tzorach Birur of some sort, you know, it's not just, you know, a safek, it's nothing. It's ein choshen le'kiddushin. So this is the Rashba. And this is the Ksos. The Ksos, you know, just builds on that. The genius thing about the Ksos is that he links it up to his whole Hodas Baldin, you know, analysis. So just look at that maybe for a minute and then we'll finish with today. But yeah.
In that case of the Rashba, where she's Nemon, if she says that there was a Kiddushin be'edin, is she Nemon when it actually is a real Chavlach Rini, like for Misa or things like that?
In a Din Torah? Maybe not. It would be similar to the Rambam and the Sanhedrin idea, right? If in the Din Torah about Misa, you know, that's the first time we're hearing about that. Like somebody accuses her, then for sure not. You know, but if it's Huchzak, the whatever, you know, then that could be a difference. I'm guessing. If that makes sense. Yeah. Wait, which line?
The line where he says that if a woman claims that she was the Kudeshes Be'edin, she's...
No, I think he says that, you know, if we generally believe her.
So then why isn't so would the man also be usher in her group?
If somebody says, she says, this Kadashi B'Fnei Shnayim Be'edin, B'Hol Kalem L'Nin
HaSayam. So then the husband is also usher in her group?
Well, I don't know that he's denying. I mean, if he's denying, that's a different... That's kind of what we're talking about.
But then he's not there.
Yeah. If he's not there and there's no denial, we believe her. If she's if we're talking about prospectively, not punishing somebody, you know, we believe her. Yeah.
It's not even within Shabbat and Afshe. That's just like
no,
the
I don't think so. Right, probably.
So when he says about Iker Davar, Miu Iker Milsa, yeah. Lo Mekayim, I love Mekayim Davar. See?
Meaning you have to be at least claim that you need Edei Kiyum, but the Edei Kiyum here are Tzorach Birur. They're never kiyum kiyum, but they're also not just practical. We can believe you as much as possible that you took the Cracker Jack, you know, ring and, you know, whatever. But if there's no, you know, bifnei edim there, then it didn't happen because edei kiyum are part of the hagdara of the ishus, but because at least the potential, you know, that you could verify this is part of that because of the stakes.
So when the Rashba then transitions, Miu Iker Milsa Lo Mekayim Ela Mekayim Davar Vahuda Asa Kmi She'eino, he means her Huda'a when they're not claiming they were Eden?
No, the Hodasa Kmi She'eino, yeah, correct.
Not,
if she just says, we were married, we both of us agree that we were married, but not Bifnei Eden, that's zero. Because even if we would believe it, it wouldn't matter. But because we need to, you know, we need to believe it on a higher level. But not because of the Ra'ah's reason.
Okay.
Now again, in between these, I should just add, I mean, for we talked about the relationship between Das and Erekium in Reb Chaim Simchas Yibum, and we talked about that idea also in Kinyan Sudar. I mean, just to make it clear, the idea that Kinyan Sudar would ever be Erekium really doesn't work if you require, you know, Yetziras HaChalos, because you don't have that in Erekium. I'm sorry, in Kinyan Sudar. I acquire a Sadeh, right? I can acquire it through Kesef Chazaka, or Shar, or Kinyan Sudar, or the other Kinyanim of Sudar, whatever they are. There's no Yetziras HaChalos there. That's a Spilos. What you have there is, though, that the method or the mechanism is Das and Mischayev. Right? So that's a case where, on the one hand, you have the link between those two things without the Yetziras HaChalos part. Meaning you don't need Das and Mischayev to accomplish these Kinyanim, but if you want to use the modality of Erekium, right, then you need, you know, Das and Mischayev. Right? So that's kind of an interesting in-between. But the reason I'm mentioning that is because I think the Or Sameach quotes the Rajba a lot. The Or Sameach, the one in Test HaZayin, I just got them kind of, was seeing them as merged, but, and he's like a little unhappy with the whole thing. You know, but he really tries to construct is something in between. At least that's how I read it. Yehuda, what's his take?
I mean, the way I read it, thought that the problem of Chalakuni is the problem in Mirsas.
Yeah. The problem is that Ishus, and particularly Kiddushin, and a little less so Gittin, which is one of the things we have to talk about, the Chalakuni is in the Das that's required, or whether we are convinced that there is a threshold of Das to accomplish the issues. Not so much, he doesn't emphasize, and this is a great piece, because there's a lot of overlap with Reb Chaim on the Das parts. Just like I was saying, like the Nesivos, you know, and Reb Chaim on Shtaros is a great, you know, kind of highlight away, in a way, how about people, you know, taking like almost like an opposite approach, you know, when they're using like the same, you know, navigating the same evidence, you know, and almost even coming to the same conclusion. This is also very similar to that. You know, the Or Sameach is not arguing that Ishus, or if he is, he doesn't think that's the point, that like, oh, Ishus, the Heftza of what you're creating, or the Chalos of what you're creating, is like a, you know, requires any key. But what he does think is that for practical reasons, the level of commitment, you know, necessary to be serious in Ishus because of everything that it implies is higher or greater than a regular Kenya. And he also has this idea that as long as each party can back out or deny it, right, there's still like a little bit of, you know, like, you know, a little bit of lack of confidence in the whole thing, and therefore like an absence of full measure of Das. So for him, like Reb Chaim, Erekium are required whenever you need a higher level of Das. But more to kind of supply confidence that you have that, and not because of the Yetziras HaChalos that requires it, but just the dynamic of it requires it, you know, and therefore knowing, in a way, it's the Das part of Reb Chaim with the Tzorech Birur, you know, part of the Rajva. And that's kind of what he, you know, that's kind of what he ends up with, which is very interesting. That's kind of an in-between, but they're huge enough. That's why when it comes to the Nesuin part, you know, for him, it's Chav Lachrini. The Chav Lachrini is a reason, you know, to have more, you know, confidence that he really means it. And part of that is his knowledge, you know, that if he means it, you know, it'll be upheld, you know, by not just Hodas Baldin, you know, but by Eden. Wow. So in Nisuin, the question is, you know, if you have that, those kind of issues also, where it's, you know, other people are affected. Or on the other hand, Gerushin, which is Bal Korcha, the Isha, you know, so the whole idea of that that practical problem of level of Das is much more, you know, questionable, which is why the Or Sameach suggests that the only reason you need Eidei Kiyum in Gerushin is different than in Ishus. You saw that? How so? He said, basically, you need it for the Sviras Dvarim, like to make sure that you can, you know, kind of confidently assert that this is, you know, Gerushin, you know, that is Midas, but you don't need it because of the higher level, and therefore there are going to be nafkamina between the Eidei Kiyum of Gerushin and of Ishus. That's kind of his take. Now, I think that conclusion, which he suggests, is indicated by the Rambam. I too think that is indicated by the Rambam, but I think that, you know, you could take a different approach to explaining all of that. So let's talk about that just for a minute. You know what? Maybe I'll leave that till tomorrow. Okay. So just to note that the Rambam in Perek Gimel, you know, Hilchos Ishus, as we already, you know, have mentioned, only quotes Kiddushei Shtar be'Eidei Nesivah. Right? Unlike his treatment in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Gerushin, where, as we know, he talks b'diavad about Eidei Chasima being effective as well in Halakha Tezan. There are two things that are different about the Rambam's treatment. Number one is the absence of Eidei Chasima, and the other is the absence of Ksav Yad. Right? The Rambam doesn't have Kosav B'Ksav Yad in Kiddushin either. So if you look at the Nosei Kelim Alatar, like the Magid Mishnah, the Lechem Mishnah, etc., the Mishnah Malach, those, you know, the classic ones, so they note it, and most of them say, like, you know, Divrei HaRambam, you know, Aniyim B'Makom Echad, Nashirim B'Makom Acher, you know, just look what he wrote in Hilchos Gerushin, Behu Adin. The problem with that is that the you know, the Rambam wrote Hilchos Ishus before Hilchos Gerushin, and he doesn't write, which he sometimes does, you know, commotion, it's Ba'er, you know, etc. He knows how to do that when he wants. When he wants to give you a Mar Malkum, he knows how. The first time he speaks about Eidei Kiyum in all of Yad HaChazaka is in Hilchos Ishus. So it's hard to believe, you know, that the Rambam, you know, meant, you know, Kemosha Kasavti Shom. That's number one. Number two, I mean, there are some Mefarshim who actually, you know, do take this position as well. Like the Meiri, in the very beginning of Masechet Kiddushin, doesn't explain it, but says that even though Eidei Chasima work, says it for the Rambam, that even though Eidei Chasima work in Gerushin, b'diavad, you know, but in Kiddushin they don't. And the Marshal in Yamshel Shlomo likewise understood the Rambam this way. And the Gra, in Eben Ezer, I think Simon Lamed Beis, maybe, Sivkotan Gimel, Dalet, something like that, also understood that the Rambam is Mechalik between Kiddushin and Gerushin. And the Or Sameach, as I say in Perek Tes, is working off of that and suggesting, oh, the Eidei Kiyum he's basically saying there is no Chav L'Acharini. He's the one who made the Ha'ara. What do you do if there's, you know, a Grusha, you know, who, you know, is then Niskareshes again? Are you going to say the second Gerushin doesn't require a Kiyum? So he has this whole suggestion about Eidei Kiyum and Gerushin being different than Eidei Kiyum and Ishus. But what I would like to suggest a little bit different, and that is just to add to this point, and that is, it's interesting that the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Gerushin, Halacha Yud Gimel, sees the need to explain Eidei Kiyum, right? And that's his line, like, you know, is it conceivable, you know, that she's Muteres, you know, Lashuk, you know, we're going to rely on, you know, we're going to rely on that without there being, you know, Eidus, lo yitachen. And in Perek Tes, Halacha Lamed Beis, he talks about Shliach, you know, whether or not, you know, you can rely on the Shliach being a proper Shliach. He says the same idea, basically. So I just always thought it very striking, again, that in Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam doesn't find the need to justify it in Kiyum. On the contrary, I mean, in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Ishus, you know, Halacha Aleph and Beis, as we discussed, you know, Eidei Kiyum is defined as one of the factors, you know, that distinguishes, you know, Kiddushei Ishus from Ishus of a Ben Noach, or Kodem Matan Torah. Right, one is the Eirusin prior to the Nisuin, the two stages and the order, and the other is the requirement of Eidei Kiyum, you know, as opposed to Ayad Adam Pogea Isha B'Shuk Ratzahu Ratztahi Beino Leveina, you know, etc. So, on the one hand, Eidei Kiyum plays an enormously prominent role right in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus in defining Ishus Sel Kedusha. On the other hand, you don't have any explanation. The Rambam doesn't see the need for any explanation. And he mentions, if you look through Perek Gimel, Hilchos Ishus, which is when he's Mefaret, Kiddushei Kesef, Kiddushei Bia, Kiddushei Shtar, right? It's always, you know, Be'edei Kiyum. You know, almost like that's part of the Hagdara, not, you know, something that needs any kind of justification, you know, etc. And other places also, Hilchos Ishus, Perek Dalet, and others, where he, Perek Tes, you know, he mentions, again, the need for Eidei Kiyum. And it sounds like, you know, there's no need to justify it. It's just part of the Hagdara. As it is, Chav Lachrini is the Gemara in Kiddushin, as we discussed. And there's a debate among the Rishonim whether or not, you know, Chav Lachrini, again, the Rishonim have enough trouble trying to figure out Chav Lachrini with regard to Kiddushin, right? The Geirushin, as we know, that's the line of the Rajba. But either way, in a doma the Chav Lachrini, let's say, of Geirushin to Kiddushin, and they only have that one Gemara. So is it possible, you know, that maybe what the Rambam really has in mind is the following idea, and that is that in this debate about the nature of Eidei Kiyum, maybe the Rambam is mechalik between Kiddushin and Geirushin. Maybe when it comes to Kiddushin, which really is the, for sure, the Yetziras HaChalos. Moreover, I think there are two elements. One is that Kiddushin is Yetziras HaChalos, for sure. In Geirushin, I mean, there is the dismantling. I don't think it's only dismantling. We spent a lot of time explaining that. But, you know, there is also shame, grusha, for sure. But at the end of the day, you can't compare, you know, the chalos of Ishus to the chalos of grusha. And on the contrary, the dismantling, in large part, is a consequence of what it is that you're dismantling, namely the Ishus. So even if it isn't like going back to being a pnuya, it's being a grusha, and there's a chalos in that too, but the point is that when it comes to Kiddushin, the idea that, you know, and again, this idea of Erison separate from Suin, and, you know, being an Oser, so on and so forth, the Yetzira, you know, all of these things, so you don't need any kind of explanation, you know, and that's how we understand the Gemara of Chav Lachrini. And consequently, you need a certain presence, you know, in all of this, because, you know, that's what the Yetziras HaChalos calls for. And for that reason, Eidei Mesira is effective, you know, and Eidei Chasima, you know, is not going to be effective in the same way. However, when it comes to Geirushin, like there the Rambam was saying, like, there's still a requirement of Eidei Kiyum, but it's a different kind of Eidei Kiyum. There's an Eidei Kiyum because of the, you know, is it conceivable that, you know, Hayom, she's Asur L'Kolamo, and Machar, she's Mekeres, and we're just going to rely on you know, Hodas Baldin or somebody's word for that. Meaning there, it's a more pragmatic, like a Tzorech Birur kind of a Edei Kiyum. But if that's what it is, then maybe it's understandable that you can get away with Edei Chasima. Because on a Raya level, like if we're just trying to figure out, oh, you know, is she really a Grusha? Is it, you know, safe to rely on, you know, on this level of evidence to establish her Muteres Lashuk? You know, the answer is sure, Edei Chasima are proper Edos. Edei Machsum al Shtar Nasa Kimishin Akhraitus of Abezda. So when it comes to that, you know, Gerushin is totally fine. So that's why the Rambam maybe has to give the Nimuk. And similar reasons, similar idea with regard to Ksav Yad. Ksav Yad may be a Raya, but, you know, is Ksav Yad enough for the presence? Ksav Yad doesn't help you in the actual presence B'Shas Maisa Gerushin. Ah. So I think that that is one possible approach. I think another maybe overlapping, both of these things may be true, but maybe not, is the following idea, which I think is true anyway, and I think it's true anyway for the Rambam, but I just don't know whether it's at the heart of this issue. And that is, because Gerushin is Bal Korcha, De'isha, it could be that the role of Das, you know, in Gerushin is fundamentally different than that of Kiddushin. Meaning, there's a lot of evidence for this. The in Kiddushin, everything focuses on the Maisa Kiddushin. And everything leading to the Maisa Kiddushin is, by definition, preparatory. It's a heksher of some sort. It's not like a stage in the Ishus. Like, if you want to be Mekadesh, you know, Bishtar, or if you want to be Kadesh Bekesef, you know, so, you know, going to buy the ring is not significant, you know. And even if you want to be Mekadesh Bishtar, we'll just take something that's more relevant to what we're really talking about. So the tzivui to the sofer to, you know, to create the shtar, you know, is not necessarily a shlav. It's not necessarily a stage, you know, in the ishus. It's all heksher. It's all preparatory. Everything focuses on the mesira because that's a consensual doraisa, consensual action. And therefore, that's the critical moment, you know. And again, in a way, the Or Sameach is reflecting that in his discussion about, like, you know, as long as, you know, the confidence of the moment, in a way. On the other hand, when it comes to Gerushin, which is Bal Korcha De'isha B'Doraisa, right? So in some respects, you know, this is an important question to ask. Right, in some respects, the Maisa Gerushin is an anticlimax. It's like the implementation of the Das Lagarish. But it could very well be that the Das Lagarish is already a chalos of some sort. You have to be careful about this. Meaning, if it's only a plan, it's a, you know, it needs bitsua, obviously. But the point is that when there is a Maisa Gerushin, then we look already at the Das Lagarish from the very beginning, or at least at critical moments, you know, as being like a stage, you know, in the Gerushin. So the Rav, for example, used to argue that the Tzivu Yabal or the Lishma, you know, themselves may be like stages, you know, early stages, you know, in the Gerushin, for this reason. The if I get a chance, I want to do this sugya at some point, but, you know, the sugya in the beginning of Hashaleach. This idea of Tzivui Abal and Lishma is something we should look into for sure as well. Even though, I'll just mention very quickly before I get to the other point, the sugya of Mechubar, you know, the idea that, you know, it says, Bekasav Lasefer Krusis V'Nasav B'Yada, therefore you can't have something which is mechusar, you know, ketzitza, after the ksiva. I think the Rav's idea on that was also that, You don't want to break the tziruf between the das lagaresh, you know, and the, or at least potentially, you don't want to have like an artificial obstruction, you know, that impedes, you know, the ksivas haget, because that's already, you know, like an early expression of the das lagaresh, you know, and the actual maisa gerushin. But I think that, you know, there's much more evidence about this. And I think it also might establish that even something like, you know, minui shlichos laholacha in get is a chalos, you know, is a stage in the gerushin. So what I want to mention is that the requirements of minui shliach laholacha are very interesting, number one. In general, the relationship between shlichos laholacha and shlichos lekabala and shlucho shaladam kimosav kol Torah kula, or even the, you know, equivalent, you know, of shliach laholacha and shliach lekabala in kiddushin is a very fascinating topic. Again, food for thought for now, because we don't have time to go into it, and I have to finish in 2 more minutes. But the Gemara in the beginning of the second parak of kiddushin, you know, talks about, you know, v'shalach, v'shulcha, you know, shliach laholacha, shliach lekabala, begitin, bekiddushin. So to what extent are these like one category, you know, 4 categories, you know, 3 categories? Like, what is this? You know, there's something called shluchos shaladim kemoso and called tarakula, shlichos betruma, shlichos bekidushin, shliach laholach and shlichos lekabala. Seems to have a lot in common with that. But shliach laholach and again, and shliach lekabala and again, you know, each have unique, you know, features. The Shlich HaKabbalah Beget has unique features in that there's no real, it's Bal Korcha the Isha. So it's like the only Shlichus, really, where the Shliach has no jurisdiction. Like, he doesn't have any Bailus. That's why the Rambam seems to have, you know, this is the Rambam seems to give a different explanation. We already discussed this. In Ilchus Gerushin, why it is that, like, you know, a Ketana, you know, can't have the Shliach LeKabbalah. So the Rambam says, the Rabbi says, why don't you just say from the Pasuk in Truma, Tem Gam Atem, L'Rabos, you know, Bardas. Ram has a whole, you know, Ramam sounds there like he sounds in Perikov Tes, Hilchos Mechira, you know, that Ein, you know, Edim al Maisa Katan. So that's part of the Reb Chaim that we discuss, is talking about that issue. We're talking about, you know, whether there's Edus Bishtar on the Shliach LeKabbalah, on the Shliach LeHalacha, do you need Edim Kiyum for one, for both? Meaning the whole idea of Shliach LeKabbalah, there's a lot of rayas. Hopefully we'll get to it at some point in more detail. That, you know, it's just unique. It's like yada, v'nasam b'yada. So shliach lekabbalah is yada. But that's like a whole different, lekula and lechumra. It's just different than any other shlichos. Typically shlichos is, you know, giving bailus, samchut, a jurisdiction to a shliach to do something on your behalf. Here it's extending your yad, you know, to the yad of a shliach lekabbalah. There are kulas and chumras. But shliach laholacha is also different in a parallel opposite way than other shlichayos, because, you know, just as shliach lekabbalah is unique because it's the recipient of Bal Korcha, right, shlichus laholacha is unique because the shliach can implement the das hamishaleach bal korcha. So in a way, you know, he is more independent even than other shlichayos. And what I'm trying to suggest is that the minui shliach laholacha, you know, for that reason is like, a stage, you know, in das lagarish. There's, you know, creating the shtar, there's, you know, deciding, you know, to go ahead with it, being memanah shliach laholacha, because it's a unilateral, you know, process, is a chalo. For that reason, the whole first sugya in Ashaleach, in the fourth parak, which is all about bitul shliach laholacha. So again, at some point, hold me to it, but I'd love to do that topic. I think it's a really great topic. Normally, bitul shlichus, you know, is not a you know fundamental legal category. You know, shluchos shalom is kamoso, and you know he represents your interests. And if you want to withdraw, you know, that agency so he no longer represents your interests, you should be able to do that. Mostly, you know, easily. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Trumos. Rambam also seems to say in Hilchos Trumos that if you send a shliach litrom your truma, unless he was like, you know, Mavir al das balabayas, it sounds like you can't fire him. And the Ravid actually calls out the Rambam on that. He's like, why can't you fire him? Dibur is mevatel dibur. Like, what's the yichus of shlichus b'truma? Anyway, but the whole sugya in the beginning of the fourth parak of Gittin is about the parameters of bitul shlichus laholach. Some of which imply, like, you know, there's a, you know, legal category of being mevatel the shliach laholacha. And the Gemara discusses there too. Is it Dibur Mevatel Dibur? Is it Dibur Mevatel Maisa? The Gemara has a Havamina, you know, there. And with regard to Kiddushin, they have the same Sugya. It's like, oh, when you're Memana Shliach LaHolacha, it's like, you know, the Gemara compares it at one point to the Mekadish and Isha LaAchar Shloshim Yom. Right? Like a delayed Kiddushin. Not a delayed Kiddushin. And then the Gemara goes back on it. The Gemara says, not a delayed Kiddushin. If you look at the Mordechai, in the beginning of the second parak of Kiddushin, the famous Kadosh, the Mordechai quotes, the topic, again, we'll try to do it in detail at some point, but the topic is Mili lo mimser li l'shliach. So the Mordechai famously quotes the Kadosh is Mechalek between Shliach laholacha and a get and Shliach holacha in Kiddushin. Whether or not, you know, if shliach hos a shliach, then it would basically constitute mili lo mimserli. He would only have been a shliach lemili to appoint his replacement. He said, oh, that's true in Kiddushin, but in Gerushin, there's no mili lo mimserli shliach in a shliach laholacha, because the shliach laholacha himself, you know, is like the language of the Kadosh. Is like, you know, he's like doing the Maisa Gerushin, practically. So that comes from that Gemara, in my opinion, from the Gemara Havamina, but it's a Havamina. The Havamina is strange anyway. Mordechai repeats it. What do they mean? Why? Because it's Bal Korcha, you know, Deisha. What am I trying to say with all this? What I'm trying to say is that all the different stages of Gerushin, in theory, are not just preparatory. The unilateral nature of Gerushin, Daraisa, is such that kind of the Das Lagarish is the key. And the Das Lagarish, like, you know, it's like a, you know, takes on, you know, momentum, you know, in each stage. And therefore, to pull it back, you know, isn't just like to withdraw your, like, authority. It's really like to decide to pull it back. And that's a category. So bitul shliach laholacha is that idea. What does all this have to do with us? So I think there's another possible idea in the distinction between Eidei Kiyum in Kiddushin and in Gerushin. And that is that in Kiddushin, again, the Eidei Kiyum has to zero in on the Maisa Kiddushin, because everything else is just preparatory. Right? She could say no. Or he could change his mind. You know, nothing, not the preparation of the shtar, and you know, or the buying of the ring, or the minui shliach laholacha for kiddushin, she could still say no. You know, there's no parallel din, in my opinion, of bitul shliach laholacha for kiddushin, etc. And even lishma, even if there is a requirement of lishma in a shtar kiddushin, which is a discussion in the Gemara first paragraph of kiddushin, you know, there are differences in that respect, possibly, as well. But when it comes to Gerushin, which is Bal Korcha de Isha, so the very Das Lagaresh, you know, is really the Ikar a Gerushin. The only thing is that the Chalos Gerushin depends on the Maisa Gerushin, And until that happens, you know, it's just kind of an abstract. But is it possible that even if you do require edekiyum in Gerushin, you know, in a way that is parallel to Kiddushin, that the edekiyum could zero in on the real Dover HaKores, which is the Das Lagaresh, not so much on the Maisa Gerushin? And in that respect, Ksav Yad and Ede Chasima, you know, end up being not just like practical raya, even if they're not raya that's present at the Maisa Gerushin, but in addition or separately, they are edim on the real Dover HaMagarish, namely the Das Lagarish. They're there, you know, the Chasima Sa'edim is a time when the Baal says to the edim and to the sofer to prepare the get, that is edus on Das Lagarish. And therefore, both Ksav Yad and Ede Chasima perhaps you know, are proper ways even of pure edikium for this. Okay. There's much more to say about the Rambam. I still want to talk about Edi the Seer Iker, and I still want to go to a couple of other nafkamina that would highlight the different perspectives on edikium, tzorech birur, or something that is a function of the das, or more, something that is about the chalos ha'ishus. So let's pick up on that in Mirza Shem tomorrow. Sorry for going.